Hello, and welcome to Soul Sparks. Today we'll be practicing a walking meditation. Walking meditation is a form of meditation that's amenable to the on-the-go lifestyle. Some people find it challenging to sit still, or even find the time to meditate. But just about everyone does some walking, even if it's just walking up and down grocery store aisles. Needless to say, you can use this technique anywhere, in a forest, on a city sidewalk, or inside the building where you work. It's an opportunity to experience the body in action, noticing the sensations and form as it moves. Walking meditation helps one to become intimate with the body in action, and it can create a more observable focus for some than a still meditation. Simply find a quiet place where you can walk comfortably back and forth, indoors or out, about 10 to 30 paces in length. You can walk in a circle or a line going back and forth, again, inside or outdoors. After some practice with walking meditation, you'll learn to use it anytime you're walking. Can use it informally when you go shopping, at work, walking down the street, or walking to and from your car. You can learn to enjoy walking for its own sake, instead of planning and thinking that can distract you. You'll learn to be where you are in the present moment as you move through your life. Let's get started. Let's simply stand, relatively still and relaxed. Notice where you are in time and space. Close your eyes for a moment and give yourself a few slow, deep breaths in and out. Feel your body standing on the earth. Feel the pressure on the bottom of your feet and the other natural sensations of standing. Become aware of all the subtle movements that keep you balanced and upright. Let your shoulders, arms, and hands relax and open your eyes and gaze toward the ground a few steps ahead. As you go from being still to movement, begin to walk at a slow, mindful pace. As you step, notice the sensation of your foot as it touches the ground, becoming aware of the alternating patterns of contact and release with each foot. If your attention drifts away, notice and then return to the feet. Notice the constant adjustments that the body makes to maintain your balance. Become mindful of your breathing. Let it be natural and easy. Now begin taking normal strides. Become aware of your normal pace. Let yourself walk with a sense of ease and awareness. Continue to relax your eyes and let them be softly focused. Now gently gazing ahead, not staring at anything, not allowing yourself to be caught up in anything that's going past you. Focus upon nothing in particular while maintaining an awareness of everything around you. Some people like to imagine lotus blossoms springing up after each step, or silently saying to themselves, "I have arrived," with each step. You can slow down again or go at a pace you like. While you do, feel your foot as the heel first makes contact on the ground. And as your foot rolls forward onto the ball and then lifts and travels through the air, notice the different sensations in your feet. Not just a contact in the soles of your feet, but the contact between the toes, the feeling of the inside of your shoes, the fabric of your socks. Let your feet be as relaxed as you can. Bring your attention to your ankles. Notice the qualities of the sensation in those joints as your foot is on the ground, as your foot travels through the air. And let your ankle joints be relaxed. Make sure you're not holding on in any way. Now become aware of your lower legs, your shins, your calves. Notice where your clothing contacts your skin. Notice the temperature on your skin. Feel your muscles contract and relax. Now become aware of your knees and the qualities of the sensations in your knee joints. Expand your awareness of your thighs. Notice your skin again, the contact with your clothing, the temperature. Notice the muscles and what the muscles on the front of the thighs and the muscles on the backs of the thighs are doing. Becoming aware of your hips and the muscles around your hip joints, and relaxing those muscles. Really relax. Even when you think you've relaxed, try to relax them some more. Notice how that changes your walk. Notice how the rhythm and the gait of your walk changes as your hips relax. Be aware of the whole of your pelvis and notice all the movements that are going on in your pelvis. One hip moves forward and then the other. One hip lifting, the other sinking. Notice the hips move through space as you walk forward. Notice the lowest part of your spine, your sacrum, are embedded in the pelvis. Feel your spine extending upwards, the lumbar spine, the thoracic spine. Notice how it moves along with the pelvis. Feel the motion of your spine. It's swaying from side to side. There's a twisting motion around the central axis. Your spine is in constant motion. Notice your belly. You might feel your clothing in contact with your belly. Notice your chest and just let your breathing happen. Notice the contact that your chest makes with your clothing. Become aware of your shoulders, how you hold them, and how they're moving with the rhythm of your walking. Let your shoulders be relaxed, and let your shoulders passively transmit the rhythm of your walk down into your arms. Let your arms simply hang by your sides and swing naturally. Notice all the motions in your arms, your upper arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, your hands. Feel the air move over the skin of your hands and fingers as your arms swing through the air. Become aware of your neck and the muscles supporting your skull. Notice the angle of your head, and notice that as you relax the muscles on the back of your neck. Your chin slightly tucks in, and your skull comes to a point of ease and balance. Notice stillness and notice movement. Notice any feelings in your body or outside of you. Notice what feels pleasant. Notice any unpleasant sensation in your body or outside of you. Notice if you cling to or push away an experience. Without labeling, notice what pleasant feels like. What does unpleasant feel like? If you see the outside world as either pleasant or unpleasant, allow yourself to pass by the objects without following them or averting your gaze from them. How do you feel emotionally? Are you content? Are you irritated? Are you bored? Are you happy to be doing what you're doing? Simply notice whatever emotions are present and the sensation that accompanies them. Notice your mind's activity also. Is your mind clear or dull? Is it busy? Or is it calm? Are you thinking about things other than this practice? Just notice with no particular judgment, just noticing. Notice the balance between your experience of the inner world and the outer world. Your mind will wander many, many times. Whether your attention was distracted for 1 second, or for 10 minutes, simply coming back to being here and now with your next step you take. It's like training a puppy. Keep bringing it back. Be kind to yourself. We're going to continue this practice for a few more minutes in silence. When I ring the bell, you can come to a natural halt. Not a sudden stop. Simply experience yourself standing. With a slow, long, deep breath, bring this walking meditation session to a close. Notice the stillness and bring your attention on whatever is keeping you upright. Feel your body's weight as it sinks down your legs, through the soles of your feet, and into the earth. Thank you so much for taking part in this walking meditation. Have a wonderful day.